WRJN AccuWeather forecast. Temperatures are on a bit of a roller coaster ride during the next few days as a series of cold fronts and then warm fronts come through. However, no definite change to cold weather is coming, at least in this cycle, and we'll have some more mild weather early next week. Today, plenty of sunshine, high 56. Clear tonight, low 30 inland, 41 lakeside. Tomorrow, breezy with plenty of sunshine, high 61. Friday, partly sunny and cooler. The high on Friday, near 50. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, AM 1400 WRJN.
Right now in Kenosha, 46 degrees, 44 in Burlington, Milwaukee 47, it is 46 in Racine. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.
How much sleep you got?
None.
You haven't been to bed yet?
No.
I think I fell asleep for an hour right before they called the election, I think. But I've been up ever since.
When was that?
A little around 2 o'clock.
Nobody really called it. It was just Trump took charge of it.
Well, no, they did call it, TK.
Well,
Fox called it. MSNBC called it. They really did.
It's kind of after he was speaking.
No, right before. Mm-hmm. Because Hillary called Trump to concede. Once that happens, except in the case of Gore v. Bush, Clinton did not take back her concession, you see. And she's going to speak. We will be carrying Secretary
Clinton. Well, I can tell
Secretary
you that ain't happening anytime soon.
Her speech?
Yeah.
I'm streaming right now.
Well, there's a lot of Secret Service guys standing outside yet. So she ain't.
Can you imagine?
Not in the House.
What a letdown it is for them. First of all, the Democrats, and there's millions and millions of people around the world that are on the verge of major depression right now. I've heard from a lot of them.
This too shall pass.
Yeah. It's just like, wow. I mean, I remember we were talking to Senator Weingard in 1980 when Ronald Reagan was elected. People were freaking out too. Now, this is different. I'll give you that. But they were freaking out. And then I had the clip from Bill Maher, who gave an apology for basically just lying. He basically admitted to lying about the Republicans prior to Trump. And then he said that, but if Trump gets elected, this was on Friday night, if Trump gets elected, he's going to be president for life. So he exaggerated. That's what he said. He cries wolf about the fascism of Trump, warning the young people to get out and vote, the people that watch his show. And then he does a mea culpa and says that they made a mistake because Bush and McCain and Romney, Paul Ryan, were not such bad guys after all. He prefaced his mea culpa with saying that this is going to be a fascist regime and that once we get Trump, it's going to be for life. I mean, this is why people rallied around this guy. I really believe it, because people are tired of having their intelligence insulted.
Okay.
I did pretty well in my predictions yesterday. I went out, way out on a limb and said that Corey Mason would be reelected.
Yeah.
As well as Speaker Paul Ryan.
Yep.
But I did predict that Trish Hansen would be Thomas Binger for the Racine County District Attorney spot, which she did. And then I predicted that Ron Johnson would come from behind to beat Russ Feingold. I predicted that the Republicans would hold on to the House of Representatives, which they did. But then I made a couple of boo-boos. I said that Hillary would win and that the Democrats would take control of the U.S. Senate. One kind of followed the other. This is incredible. I mean, Trump is going to go into office with the Republicans controlling both houses of Congress. They could really either get some things done or do some serious damage. So this is something that Ronald Reagan never had. Barack Obama had it for 2 years, his first 2 years in his first term. And they put all of their energy into Obamacare. But you talk about depressed. Can you imagine that White House today? I mean, they're going to watch Barack Obama's legacy that he appealed to the African-American community to come out in mass to save his legacy. Remember that one? Wow. This is historic. I mean, there is absolutely no doubt about it.
It's historic in many different ways.
This is the first president in the history of the United States of America who has not had government or military experience before taking office.
Mm-hmm.
but he really did a good job as a game show host.
Hi, I'm Ray Cairns with Bayer. You probably know us for aspirin, but we're a complete life science